The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight. It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing.
Are you okay? It's been 3 days.
You had this last week, you say, but you didn't ever complain. I think this is a different strain, 'cause I'm feeling so much pain. It's worse than labor. I need a million favors. Don't be such a hater. I'll clean that up later. Because when I'm feeling under the weather, I'm a really useless fella, and I need someone to wait on me. I'm a 42-year-old baby. Wife says I'm okay, whatever. WebMD says salmonella. Need to stay under these sheets forever. I'm gonna stay under these sheets forever. Ever, ever. Under these sheets forever. Ever, ever. This headache is strong. I tell mama I got some trauma. Take me to the ER in my pajamas. I'm not gonna live long. Is it pneumonia? Maybe a kidney stone? You know I'm gonna moan. Doc says nothing's wrong. I had anticipation of an operation, but he says go home. It's just a common cold. I'll be paying for this visit till I'm 50 years old. You know why? Because when I'm feeling under the weather, I act like I have rubella. Sleeping late and crying prone while she cooks and cleans and has kids alone. She's downstairs helping him spell up. I am never getting better. So I'm gonna stay under these sheets forever. I'm gonna stay under these sheets forever. Ever, ever, eh, eh, eh. Under these sheets forever. Ever, ever, eh, 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 eh.
Hello? Hello? Hello, nurse? Nurse?
For all the times that I gave you my help, and still you turned around and dissed me on Yelp. You say you lost your pain meds, girl, please, what the hell? You never lose your script for lisinopril. And I didn't want to write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I was breaking HIPAA. But have you heard of Prince, huh? And maybe you should move along, 'cause I won't be party to all this desperate drug seeking. I'd like you to keep breathing. And my nurse, she don't like you, and she likes everyone. And Big Pharma ain't likely to admit that they were wrong. But we've been so caught up treating pain, couldn't see what's going on. But now I know, above all, we've been doing harm. So if you'd like that script for Percocet, then maybe you can go see someone else. And if you think you ain't an addict yet, then baby, you should go and treat yourself. And when you told me that you rated your pain 10 out of 10 while you're there texting your friends, and every time I told you OxyContin was wrong, I get another press gainy survey bomb. And I didn't want to write a script, but I didn't want lawyers to say that I don't care about pain. Now where'd I put that Narcan? And maybe Purdue Pharma's wrong when they push that everyone should be slanging all that Oxy. They honest like Bill Cosby. And this opioid crisis is killing everyone. CMS, they ain't likely to admit that they were wrong. Chronic pain folks are suffering, treated like they're criminals. But now I know, It's time we fixed what's going wrong. So if you like those H cap scores so much, then maybe you should go run a hotel. And if you think that pain's a vital sign, then baby, you should go and burn in hell. Ba-da-ba-ba, da-da-da, ba-da-da-da, da-da-da, ba-da-da-da, da-da, ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da, da-da-da, ba-da-da-da, da-da-da, ba-da-da-da, da-da-da, ba-da-da. For all the times that I made you feel small, as if addiction was some character flaw. We should be treating folks when they're so vulnerable. We're losing lives, why can't we break down these walls? 'Cause if you'd like that script for narcs so much, then maybe we should help you get some help. And if you think you can't quit all alone, then baby, we can help you treat yourself.
Welcome, welcome to Political Bomb Show. I'm your host, Rayshon Blyden. As always, you can visit politicalbombshow.cf. Today, I'm going to be talking about the common cold. Just like clockwork, every single season change, I call it a seasonal cold, I always get it. So today, we're going to be talking about common cold. There's many different types and we're gonna get into it today. So let me get started here. Now, if you can't tell already, I have a common cold right now. And yes, it's fall. That's how I know fall is around the corner. No need to look at a calendar. I can tell fall is around the corner because I, Mr. Blyden, have a cold. So you'll have to excuse me if I cough. I'll try not to. I'll try to refrain from coughing so I can get through this. Because I think it's very important. I mean, they find a cure for many things. Cancer, even some form of cancer or other diseases, they found cures for. But they can't find a cure for the common cold where I could just take a pill and boom, it's gone forever. No. Nope, nope, nope. You cannot. They cannot find it. So, let's get into a little bit of about the common cold. So, the common cold is a viral infectious disease that infects the upper respiratory system. It is also known as acute viral, I'm going to butcher this word, rhinopharyngitis. I don't know. I can't pronounce that. I'm sorry. I'm butchering it. And acute corianza, whatever. These are scientific words. I'm not a damn scientist. Don't expect me to talk like a scientist here. Okay, so it is... No, I'm not going to sign up. Let's continue reading. It is the most common infectious disease in humans and is mainly caused by coronary viruses or rhinoviruses. Because there are more than 200 viruses that cause the common cold, that's a lot, the human body can never build up an immune, the human body can never build up resistance to all of them. So that's why, probably why, 200 viruses can cause the cold. Wow. This is why colds are so common and often return. It's sickening. According to the CDC, that's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, adults get 2 to 3 colds per year. That sounds about right, except I get them per season. Well, usually when it goes from hot to cold, I definitely get sick, and when I go from cold to hot, I definitely get sick. Sometimes I don't get sick when it's spring to summer. I don't really get sick, but when I do, it's the one of the worst colds. The summer colds are the worst. I don't know why, but it is. But all the other seasons, I usually get sick. And children may have up to 12 per year. That's a lot. The common cold is contagious. Oh, it is. It can be spread by air droplets from cough and sneeze, and by touching infected surfaces. It is contagious from 1 to 2 days before symptoms begin until the symptoms have stopped. So that's a lot. Now let's talk about some fast facts on colds. Okay, some facts. Here are some key points about colds. More detail and supporting information is in the main article. But some fast facts here. Common cold symptoms include dry or sore throat. got that. Blocked or runny nose and sneezing, got all of those. Around a quarter of people do not experience symptoms when infected with a cold. Up to half of common colds are caused by a group of viruses referred to as rhinoviruses. Compilations of the common cold include acute bronchitis and pneumonia. I'm not sure. I know I'm butchering these. That's what she said. Okay. People with lung conditions such as asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease are more vulnerable to colds than other people. Symptoms. The symptoms of the common cold are the body's reaction to the cold virus. It triggers the release of chemicals, making the blood vessels leak, causing the mucous glands to work harder. The most common symptoms of cold are dry throat, sore throat, cough, mild fever, sneezing, hoarse voice, blocked nose, mild headache. What is rare symptoms of cold include muscle aches, sometimes I get that. Shivers, sometimes I get that. Pink eye, I haven't gotten that forever. Weakness, yes. Reduction in appetite, yes. Extreme exhaustion, yes. Some people do not suffer any symptoms when infected with a cold virus, perhaps because their immune system reacts differently to the virus. I wish mine did. Sometimes bacteria can infect the ears or sinuses during this viral infection. This is known as secondary bacterial infection and can be treated with antibiotics. Okay. Causes. The common cold can be caused by more than 200 different viruses. Around 50% of colds are caused by rhinoviruses, other causing viral blah blah blah. Alright, so let's get to risk factors. Some people are more susceptible to the common cold than others, including children under 6, older adults, individuals with weak immune systems, smokers. Anyone who has been around an infected individual is also at risk, for instance, on an airplane or at school. Also, people are more susceptible to colds in fall and winter. I am, big time. As soon as fall came, I got sick to the day, but they can occur at any time of the year. Complications. Being infected with common cold can lead to the following complications. Acute bronchitis. We went through this already. This is just going more into... Alright, let's go with prevention. As there are so many viruses that can cause a cold, it's difficult to develop a vaccine. So I guess that's the reason why they can't get a cure for it. However, there are some precautions that can help avoid catching the common cold. These include: avoid close contact with someone infected with a cold. Stay away from me. Eat plenty of vitamin-rich fruit and vegetables to help keep the immune system strong. When sneezing or coughing, make sure it is done into a tissue. Discard the tissue carefully and wash your hands. If you sneeze into your hands, make sure you wash them with soap and water immediately. If you have no tissues or no handkerchief, cough inside of your crook or your elbow rather than your hands. Wash your hands regularly. Cold viruses can be transmitted from one person to another touch. In fact, more germs are passed by shaking hands and by kissing. Keep surfaces in the home clean, especially in the kitchen and bathroom. Treatment. It is important to realize that both antibiotics and antiviral medicines are ineffective against most viruses that cause the common cold. A cold normally lasts up to 10 days. I usually go about that. However, some symptoms can stay on as long as 3 weeks. Oh my. Although there is no real way of treating or curing the cold, the following measures may help ease the symptoms. Drink plenty of fluids and keep well hydrated. Being dehydrated when infected with a cold can make symptoms worse. Get plenty of bed rest. It is important to get as much sleep and rest as possible while the immune system is fighting off the virus. I don't know about taking aspirin, ibuprofen, blah, blah. Okay. Is it a cold or is it a flu? So, cold versus flu. The following symptoms are common with the flu but not always with a cold. Headache. Uncommon in cold, but possible, more likely in the flu. So I don't have any headaches right now. I'm pretty sure it's a cold. Tiredness and weakness, occasionally, but milder with the flu. Extreme tiredness, uncommon. Aches and pains, much milder than with the flu. Temperature, fever, unusual, generally higher. Fevers with a flu. Sneezing, a common cold symptom. Stuffed up or runny nose, quite common. Coughing occasionally, but not as severe with the flu. Dry or sore throat, common. So people has told me. Cayenne pepper, that really helps fight it. I've never actually looked this up, but I put it in my tea, in my soup when I'm sick, and it's supposed to get rid of it really fast. So I mean, I had the cold for 2 days. I only started taking the cayenne pepper on day two, and it seems I could tell that it's winding down. So maybe there's some talk to this. And of course I'm taking all the other stuff that I would take for a cold, like in NyQuil, Theraflu. Even though I don't have a flu, I take it anyway. So that is what I've been doing with mine. But I really want to look this up to see if it's actually true. I don't know how true it is. It's what do you call it? It's an old remedy, and not, it doesn't mean that it's not true, but I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna look up, does cayenne pepper help fight the common cold? I just want to see what I find with this, because it really seems like it does something with me anyway. I put, does cayenne pepper, and a whole bunch of stuff come up. You know, like in Google, when you type, you have suggestive stuff. It says, does cayenne pepper stop bleeding, lower blood pressure, hurt plants, expire, kill grass? But so far, nothing with the common cold came up. So it's interesting to see if I can find anything. Does cayenne pepper fight common cold? Common cold. Let's see. A common cold symptom of a cold is fever. Cayenne pepper may relieve fever and lower your body temperature by stimulating sweat glands. Huh. So, who knows? Maybe. But that's for a fever. Okay, so here's a fact or fiction stuff here on spicy foods and pepper. Let's see what they have to say here. It says, many people believe that spicy foods such as those containing hot peppers are effective treatments for colds and flus. The thoughts behind this is that the compounds in chili pepper, black pepper, and other spicy foods can help your body overcome cold and flu symptoms, thus easing your pain and discomfort. It also says here that, okay, where am I? I got lost. But do they really work? Let's break down this common home remedy. Are spicy foods really the answer to common cold? Not really. The truth is that there is no completely effective cure for the cold. While spicy foods may be able to prove a little temporary relief, their benefits can come at a cost of making the symptoms worse. How are spicy foods supposed to treat the colds? The rationale behind the use of spicy foods as a cold remedy is that the capsaicin, piperin, or the allyl isotoconate found in wasabi and related foods will help to loosen film, thus making it easier to breathe. Do spicy food really work to ease the symptoms? Only temporarily. So far I'm seeing pets, and then see cayenne pepper is talking. Oh, here we go. Cayenne pepper. It's arguably the most widely suggested spicy ingredient for treating colds. It is a commonly used remedy in, I can't pronounce this type of medicine, A-Y-U-R-V-E-D-I-C, Ayurvedic medicine, I guess, I don't know, and is often used in mixtures that include honey and turmeric. I've used it in honey. Horseradish is sometimes suggested also, but yeah, they don't have much more else on that, so I guess to answer your question, it works temporarily. That's the only thing I can come up with. So there you go on that. And so now you know, and knowing is half the battle. So yeah, I'm struggling to get through this because I have the common cold myself, and I need to really rest. And so I know it's going to be a short segment because I can't get through it. I keep coughing. I keep pausing it and coughing. And it's just not working. I'm coughing too much. So let me take a quick break and try to come back.
Are you being viciously attacked with lies and smears? I think it's a disgrace, and I say that, and I say that. They're making me have to be a very mean, bad kind of a guy, and that's not me. What the hell is going on? They're sneaky, dirty rats. Really not a bad person, by the way. The American dream is dead. We're dying, we're dying. I've never said I'm a perfect person, nor pretended to be someone that I'm not. Anyone who knows me knows these words don't reflect who I am. The media is so dishonest and so corrupt, and the pile-on is so amazing. The whole thing is one big fix. One big fix. It's one big ugly lie. It's one big fix. The press can't write the kind of things they write, which are lies, lies, lies. Stories of fabrications and false. They write lies, they write false stories. They know they're false, it makes no difference. And frankly, our country is going to hell. I've always been thin-skinned. The tone is such hatred. I've been thin-skinned from day one. The tone is such hatred. I don't have thin skin. I have very strong, very thick skin. And I don't call it thin-skinned. I'm angry. I'm very angry. What do you have to lose by trying, Trump? What do you have to lose? Your schools are no good. You have no jobs. 58% of your youth is unemployed. What the hell do you have to lose?
Okay, welcome back. This will be the last half of today's show, as I need to, as I read, rest to get rid of this common cold so I could continue on. Here we go. A guide to cold medicine for adults. Over-the-counter medicines won't cure your cold, but they might make you feel better, so you can rest and let the cold run its course. Here's a look at some common products and what they can do for you. Stuffy nose. Decongestants can curb swelling inside your nose and sinuses and help you breathe more easily. There are two types, pills or syrups. If you see the letter D at the end of the medicine's name, it means it includes decongestants. Look for products with Oh Lord. Phenylephrine or sudafedrin. Okay, nasal sprays. Products with oxymedazole and phenylephrine may work faster than pills or syrups, but if you use them more often than 2 to 3 times a day in a row, your congestion can get worse. Don't take both types of decongestant at the same time. Start with the nasal spray for the first couple of days and switch to pills or syrup if you still need it. For runny nose, watery eyes, and sneezing, when you have a cold, your body makes chemicals called histamines, and that leads to sneezing and runny nose and watery eyes. Over-the-counter antihistamines such as chlorpheniramine and I know I'm butchering these names, diphenhydramine block this process. And can relieve these symptoms. They can also make you sleepy and dry out your eyes, nose, and mouth. Now, if you want to know exactly what I'm talking about, just go to WebMD and type in cold medicine for adults. Treat your symptoms. Because I know I'm butchering these names, but I'm doing the best I can. Cough. Can't stop hacking? You have two main choices in cold and flu aisles. Cough suppressants like dexamethasone can provide relief for a short time. They work on the parts of the brain that controls the process. Expectorants like guaifenesin, G-U-A-I-F-E-N-E-S-I-N can break up congestant in your chest by thinning the mucus in your airwave. This way, when you do cough, you can get rid of the phlegm more easily. Drink plenty of water if you take this medicine. Fever, aches, and sore throat. These symptoms are usually mild with a cold compared to a more serious illness like the flu. Still, if you feel bad and can't rest, most experts agree it's okay to take something to ease pain and lower fever, like antihistamine or ibuprofen. Also check drug labels for side effects and follow the instructions for taking the medicine. Make sure it won't mix poorly with any other medications. So, there you have that little tidbit. That little tidbit for ya. Okay, now let's talk about natural cold remedies. Maybe you've heard that vitamin C and zinc are good for the cold. They aren't cures, but vitamin C and zinc may shorten the length of an illness. Research has been mixed. Excuse me for a second here. Oh, boy. Before you try these products, check with your doctor to make sure they'll work well with other medicines you're taking. Nasal strips can also help breathe easier since they can enlarge nasal passages while you wear them. Other more traditional remedies might help relieve common cold and discomfort too. Drinking plenty of liquids, including chicken soup, yum yum. It can make you feel better. To relieve a sore throat, gargle with warm salt water. I've done been doing that. Use throat sprays, not, and suck on some ice or lozenges. Lozenges, yes. Try a salt water nasal rinse. These can help with the stuffy or runny nose. What about Vicks? They haven't mentioned Vicks vaporizer. I use that. That seems to work for me. Use petroleum jelly on your nose if it's irritated from constant blowing. Facial tissues with added lotions can help prevent and heal redness and soreness. Use a humidifier to help break up the phlegm. And that's pretty much what WebMD has to say for ya. And I should be really resting now. I try to go on longer if possible, but I'm sorry. I just cannot. I cannot do it. So I thank you for your listenership and stay tuned. Keep tuning in. Even though I'm not live, I will be back Monday live, and I will definitely, pretty sure I'll be cured of the cold that I have. So take care. Happy fall. Hasta la vista.
Political corruption built from the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupted. Political bomb. Political bomb show, come on people, let's go. Political bomb show, come on people, let's go.